The rest that Jesus gives to us is what we have to do in order to be saved, nothing that we can do to be saved. But he doesn't come to us and say, sit down and put your feet up on the desk and rest. He says to us, run. Tonight's scripture reading for us. Run to win the prize. God's word directs us to this verse from our scripture reading, from the epistle reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Y'all run. He's talking to all of us. He's just not talking to one of us. You all run, and run in such a way that you may win the prize. What an appropriate scripture reading for this weekend. Super Bowl. Super Bowl weekend and the Olympics coming up. Isn't it interesting that the scriptures will use these athletic kinds of images? Interesting? Of course not. That's what we understand. That's what we know about. That's how God helps us to understand. And he uses this athletic kind of imagery for us as he says to us, don't just sit around, run. Run with all that you have. Now, our scripture reading can maybe give us the wrong impression. The scripture reading talks about run so that you may win the prize. Now, I know tomorrow night there's only going to be one football team that's going to win the Super Bowl. They can't both win. And in the Olympics, there's only one person who gets the gold medal. Unfortunately, in athletics, a lot of times, there's competition. And I'm trying to beat you, I'm trying to beat you, and only the best wins. I want to make a very firm statement at the very beginning. When we talk about salvation, when Jesus talks to us about running the race, as he does tonight, there is no competition amongst each other. There's no one person who wins. Y'all run the race, so y'all get the prize. Jesus is speaking to us not about the prize. The prize is already yours. The prize is already yours. You and I have the gift of salvation because Jesus Christ has done it all. What a beautiful reminder that is. And so it's not about the prize. It's about the running. It's about the living of our faith. How interesting it is that when Jesus' disciples asked him, Lord, what is it that you want us to do? What is it that we need to do for our salvation? And Jesus says, what I want you to do is to believe. Saved by believing, not achieving. Saved by what Jesus Christ has done, not by what we need to do. And so once again, to start us off as we hear these words of scripture, run so that you may win the prize, the emphasis is on a living faith and how it is that we live our faith. We live it running with all that we have because the prize is already ours. How very important that it is that we hear this message often, because oftentimes we get tired. We get tired of running, and we really don't want to run. We really don't want to have to strive and to give our all. We just as soon walk or sit on the sidelines and watch or whatever else it might be, as far as our faith might be concerned. Well, I was baptized way back when, and so I'm taken care of. Well, I was confirmed back in 19 so-and-so, and so that took care of it. Jesus' words come to us and encourage us every day to run the race. After all, we are a part of the human race, right? Oh, bad pun. Jesus wants us to run as far as our faith is concerned, and to do that in a very, very dedicated way. Living the faith. Living the faith means that, yes, we bring our children to be baptized, And at that time at baptism, we make a living promise. We say, we're going to teach our children. And our children are going to grow up learning about Jesus. And they're going to run the race with us. And when they get to be second graders, we as a congregation give to them their second grader Bibles. And they're able to read the scriptures on their own. And we recommit once again and say, yes, we're running the race. We're running the race together. And these second graders can be reading the scriptures with us. When it comes time for confirmation instruction, we bring our seventh and eighth graders and we come and moms and dads come with them and we grow in that understanding and we're running hard with that confirmation instruction and learning all these kinds of things. When we come to communion, we come running and being strengthened in that great gift that God gives to us. How important it is that we continue to run that race, to daily run the race, and not to give up and not to give in. Jesus calls us and says in the book of Hebrews, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we have. For he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and to good works. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as the day of Jesus' coming approaches." Run the race. Run. Run with all that you have. It's a theme throughout Scripture. Paul talks about it here in 1 Corinthians. He also talks to the Galatians, and he talks to the Philippians about it as well. In fact, he says to them, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? Isn't that true? Aren't there a lot of things that cut in to our spiritual life? Aren't there a lot of things that cut in? Maybe it's situations in life, a sickness or a death, or maybe a major job transfer, or maybe it's some situation that happens in the world today or whatever it is that seems to cut in and all of a sudden we're off our stride and we're not running that race anymore. Maybe it's time management that we're not doing a very good job of and we just get way too busy for spending time with God and His Word and praying to Him, or there's just no time to come to church because I've got all these other kinds of things to do, or I'm missing because of all these different things. Lots of things that can cut in upon us and keep us from running that race. But the writer of Hebrews, again, talks about, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. I thought about the Olympics again. You know, when they run those tracks in the Olympics, think of the great crowd of witnesses that are all around them, encouraging them on. I think about the Super Bowl tomorrow night. How many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people will be watching and encouraging that? You know, the same thing for us. We are surrounded by fellow Christians. We are surrounded by the saints above who have gone before us. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And so it says, let us run with perseverance the race set out for us. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Jesus was the one who ran with perseverance all the way to the cross and suffered and died for us so that we might have the precious gifts that he gives to us, and so that we might fix our eyes on him and continue running for and with him. How very important it is that we not let the things that entangle us. Well, I'm not so comfortable coming to that church, so maybe I'll come to a different one that I'm comfortable in. Or maybe it's materialism and I really need to work that second job in order to be able to have the things that I really want to have. Or maybe it's the friends that don't quite agree with what your beliefs are, and so that entanglement might happen there. There's all kinds of things that will come in and try and tangle us up, will try and get us from off stride and staying away from the real race that God has given to us. How important it is that we continue to run with perseverance. Paul will talk about athletics and sports. He talks about running, But he also talks about another sport. He talks about boxing. He says, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified from the prize. It's interesting. Someone has said that champions don't become champions in the ring. They are recognized there. Our strength in running happens each and every day as we continue to be strengthened and strengthened. Can you imagine trying to run a race if you haven't practiced at all, if you haven't run for a week or so? It just doesn't happen. God's word says, as far as our faith and that running, that gift of that he gives to us daily, continue to strengthen that. And when those difficult times come, when the stumbling comes or when the entanglements come, then we're strong to break through and to keep those from happening. Athletes know it. Daily discipline. Athletes need to have that daily discipline of continuing to work out and to strengthen those physical muscles. God's word speaks to us about spiritual muscles, speaks to us about our spiritual life, and daily encourages us in word and sacrament to have that self-discipline. You know, we always have time for what we want. You know, if we really want to do something, we always make time for it, don't we? God's word would encourage us to understand and to know the one thing needful, and that is God's precious word for us. We need, self-control. It's interesting to me that when it talks about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, and it lists all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, remember all those? What's the last one? Self-control. I wonder if it's the last one to kind of remind us of all the other ones. God's word comes to us and encourages us and helps us to fix our eyes on Jesus so that our self-control always focuses upon Jesus Christ and his word and his gifts that he gives to us. The Apostle Paul will write and say, run with perseverance. He says, I pray that I will run so that I may not be disqualified, even after preaching to you and telling all these things, that I may not be disqualified. And then in chapter 10, he talks about four things that will disqualify a person from the race, that will disqualify a person from running that race. One of them is idolatry. Am I giving my emphasis and my life and my thoughts and my attention to someone other than Jesus Christ? Guilty. Another one, am I living an immoral life? Am I sexually pure in thought, in word, and in deed? Guilty. Another one, am I testing God? Do I sometimes get angry with God and say, God, why is this happening to me? God, why don't you do something about this? And so on. Guilty. Or grumbling against God. God, if it was just this way, I'd be a whole lot happier. Aren't you glad that salvation and the prize doesn't depend on what we do? If it depended on what we did, all of us would be disqualified. None of us would be qualified for the prize. It's not about the prize. It's about running the race. And it's about running the race that God gives to us, that gift of his word and sacraments. He gives us his word and sacraments so that as we can run the race. I think it's fascinating. Probably one of the first letters that Paul wrote was probably 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, he says, run the race so that you may win the prize. Run and keep on running. 2 Timothy, probably the last letter that Paul wrote, he writes, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will give to me and to all those who have loved his appearing. How fascinating. Paul understands that the Christian life is a running, striving race that needs to continue all the way to the end. And then at the end, to have that wonderful, wonderful gift that God gives to us, and that is the gift of the crown of righteousness. Having run the race, and God strengthening us and keeping us in that race, then not only is eternal life ours, but he also gives us a crown of righteousness. What a gracious God we have. A gracious God who strengthens us and keeps us through his word and sacrament. I'm so glad you're running with me tonight. I'm so glad that we're running together. We're encouraging one another in our run. Oh, that we had more of our brothers and sisters here. Oh, that we would have more who maybe aren't running that race. Let's encourage them. Let's encourage them to come and be a part of running the race with us. Let's fill up the pews. Let's fill up the Bible classes. Let's fill up this opportunity as Jesus gives us his gracious gifts. Oh, how significant it is. What a blessing for them and for us as well. Run so that you may win the prize. Run in such a way that you strive with all that you have. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds as we run the race all the way through to life everlasting. Amen.